The South Fork Cubs are closing in on a third North Coast Section Championship game appearance in just 6 months as they get set for a Saturday afternoon semi-final showdown in baseball. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more details on that in just a moment, and we'll also be looking at all of the other big local sports stories this week, including all the latest high school baseball and softball news, as well as how it was a big week for some local college track and field athletes. But first up, the South Fork Cubs will play for a place in this year's NCS Division 6 Championship Baseball game on Saturday afternoon when they host Point Arena in Miranda at 1 p.m. The Cubs, who received a number 2 seed for the postseason tournament when the brackets were announced last weekend, won their playoff opener on Wednesday, defeating Victory Christian Academy out of Santa Rosa 11-1. Sophomore Travis T-Bone Way helped secure the win with a big performance on the mound. Way pitched 3 innings for the victory, giving up just 1 hit and striking out 4. Senior Justin Freitas also had a good game at the plate and finished 2-for-3 with a first inning home run. Josie Paula also had a key 3 RBI double to help set the tone on offense. If the Cubs win on Saturday, they will advance to Wednesday's Division 6 championship game, where they could face a familiar rival. In Saturday's other semi-final, the Little Four champion Ferndale Wildcats will play San Francisco Waldorf. The Wildcats were given the top seed in the bracket and will host Saturday's game at 1 p.m. If both Little Four teams are successful on Saturday, Wednesday's championship game will be played at Ferndale High School. If the Cubs win and the Cats lose, then the South Fork boys would host next week's section final. The postseason success for the South Fork baseball team follows the school's first ever NCS championship in football in the fall and a first trip to an NCS championship game in boys basketball since 1990 this past winter. Several of the baseball players also featured on the football and basketball teams. Elsewhere in the HDNL, it was a busy week for several teams in the NCS baseball and softball playoffs. The South Fork girls won their Division 6 playoff opener at home against Point Arena, running out to a 12-2 win. The victory sets up a championship showdown against top-seeded California School for the Deaf in Fremont on Friday night. The number 2-seeded Cubs are seeking a third NCS championship in just 4 seasons. The South Fork girls won back-to-back section crowns in 2018 and 2019 before the playoffs were cancelled in both 2020 and 2021 because of COVID-19. The Cubs returned to action in 2022 but did not field a team last spring. But with head coach Lisa Todd back in charge, the Cubs find themselves on the verge of another section crown this weekend. Elsewhere in NCS softball this week, the Hoopa Warriors won their Division 4 playoff opener at home against Sweat on Wednesday evening, winning 11-5. The Warriors are the most successful HDNL school when it comes to the softball playoffs and have won 7 NCS championships, the most recent one in 2022. The Hoopa girls will travel to play Big 5 champion Del Norte in the Division 4 quarterfinals on Friday night. The Del Norte girls are seeded number 2. Also in the Division 4 bracket, the Fortuna girls will open their playoffs on Saturday afternoon when they host Piedmont at 1 p.m. The Huskies are seeded number 4 with Piedmont number 5. In Division 3 softball, the McKinleyville girls lost their playoff opener at Sonoma Valley on Wednesday, falling 15-5 to end their season. In Division 5 softball, the St. Bernard's girls won their postseason opener at home against the Bay School by a score of 14-4. The Crusaders, who are seeded number 6, will now travel to play number 3 St. Vincent de Paul in Friday night's quarterfinals. In baseball, meanwhile, 5 HDNL teams qualified for the NCS playoffs. In addition to both South Fork and Ferndale, Little Four runners-up St. Bernard's received the number 7 seed in the Division 5 bracket and opened with a 6-4 come-from-behind win over Technology in Eureka on Tuesday. That win sets up a quarterfinal showdown against number 2 seed Head Royce in Oakland on Friday night. The Eureka boys did not fare as well and lost their playoff opener at Alhambra 2-0 to end their season. In Division 4, Big 5 champion McKinleyville received a number 3 seed and an opening round bye. The Panthers will begin their playoffs on Saturday when they host number 6 St. Helena at noon. In last weekend's Charles Lakin baseball and softball tournaments, Two new champions were crowned for the first time in the 10-year history of the HDNL postseason tournament. Just 2 days after clinching the Big Five title, the Del Norte girls beat Fortuna 8-4 in the softball tournament final at the Arcata Sports Complex to complete an historic first-ever conference and tournament championship double for the school. Not to be outdone, the McKinleyville boys beat Eureka 4-2 in the baseball tournament decider and also completed their school's first-ever conference and Lakin tournament championship double. Switching gears in local high school track and field, the Little Four athletes impressed in Saturday's North Coast Section Class A Championships as the league took home 5 individual titles. St. Bernard's junior Layla Flor Villas continued her impressive spring and placed first in both the girls' 100-meter hurdles and the high jump, while her senior teammate Madeline Shanahan placed first in the girls' discus. Ferndale's Isaac Casso also won the boys' 110-meter hurdles, while Southern Trinity's Dennis Wheeler placed first in the boys' high jump. Several Big Five athletes also impressed at the NCS Redwood Empire Track and Field Championships, most notably Fortuna senior Russell Pascasio, who placed first in the boys' high jump and second in the triple jump. The top local high school athletes will continue their season when they travel to this weekend's Meet of Champions with state qualification up for grabs. And finally this week, some local college athletes impressed at this week's California Collegiate Athletic Association Track and Field Championships in Turlock. St. Bernard's graduate and former College of the Redwoods standout Josie Peterson placed first in the women's javelin while competing for Chico State, and Ferndale graduate and former CR standout Grant Van Emmerich won the men's 400 meters while competing for Cal Poly Humboldt. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.